I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
I'm learning to count here on the 31st of October 2005, and it's Halloween.
Halloween.
Trick or treat, motherfuckers. Episode 51, I think. Yeah, because we had 50 and now it's 51. See, I'm learning to count here. On the 31st of October 2005, and it's Halloween.
Halloween.
Trick or treat, motherfuckers.
How's the undead?
Very, very dead.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
So, welcome to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. We will be shortly joined by Mr. Ionix, and I think he's right here with us.
Yes, I am.
How's it going, Mr. Ionix? Is everything good on Halloween?
Oh, everything is lovely.
Yeah?
Guess what I'm wearing?
You're wearing a skull and a thong. That's it.
No.
Oh, damn.
I'm wearing my Hacker Voice Owns Jew hoodie.
No way.
Wait.
Way.
Oh, Leeds.
I got home from work today, and it was here.
Did you like the packaging?
I loved the packaging, and the card. The card was just like the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Did you work out what happened with the card, though?
What do you mean?
Well, why it was on the outside instead of the inside.
No.
I forgot to put it in, so I couldn't be bothered to, like, rip it open again, because that was the only packaging I had, so I just stuck it on the outside.
Oh, well, it's funny, because they put the customs declaration on top of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have to pay any customs?
No, it's the clothing declaration.
Oh, right, okay.
And that it's a gift.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Excellent.
Is this your actual signature?
Sorry?
Your actual signature?
What does it look like?
Fairly neat.
Probably it is then, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to have that analyzed.
So, welcome to another episode. I'm glad we're all joined here with... I like it when it's a full house. Because then it doesn't... It's not just me talking. And I tend to talk a lot,
yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's good. So who's on?
Well, let's let everybody say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're actually joined on the British side here by Planet Lave and also...
TC!
Yeah,
hola!
Long time no hear from TC.
Yeah, long work week.
Yeah, but we're glad he's back.
Whee!
Excellent. What shall we talk about? Well, I just want to say how I do think that last episode, the 50th episode, was quite good with Strom Carlson.
Oh yeah,
it was really enjoyable, and I wasn't expecting it to go the way it did, and I was expecting it to go rather badly. But he's a very approachable guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, he enjoyed it as well.
Yeah. Although that was pretty funny when you said that he was a man's man. I kind of could have guessed there was just, like, something in the back of my head. But then, when I was talking about Asterix.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on from there.
That was pretty funny.
Just a side note, Ionix, you're coming through just slightly quiet.
All right.
That's
is this better?
That's much better, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Brilliant.
So how does the hoodie fit you?
Oh, it fits beautifully.
Yeah?
It's as if it was hand-tailored.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice and baggy, loose, I can move around in it. The hood comes up so that when I pull it, it can just goes right over my eyes.
Cool.
Just enough.
So you're going to be wearing that forever now?
I'm not taking it off.
That's going to get pretty smelly.
I'll put my work uniform on over it.
Yeah, how about you don't send that back to me?
No, I'm probably going to wear it pretty constantly for the next week or so, and then I'll, of course, have to wash it.
Yeah, so it's been a pretty busy week.
It's only Monday?
Yeah. Well, for me anyway. I went to the Science Museum on Sunday.
How'd that go?
What'd you do there?
Very well, with Sapphire.
Oh.
I went through the history of computers, and I took a few pictures, and I think Ionix would like to see some. Obviously, I'm going to post them for everyone once they get processed and scannulized. Hello. 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 Oh dear. God, don't you just hate it when this happens? Hello. I think my connection crapped out. That's why. Yeah, definitely. My connection crapped out. Oh, dear. Never mind. We're just going to have to wait. Anyway, as I was saying, I went to the Science Museum. And I managed to see quite a lot of stuff. And, there was a section on the history of computers and the first ever kind of computer made by Babbage. Forgotten his first name. Very cool guy. Oh, this is just unbelievable.
Start over, yeah?
No, paused it. I paused the recording. For the first time ever
clever.
In 51 episodes, I've had to pause a recording due to technical issues. Technical issues didn't used to stop us, but I guess this is the first time that my connection actually went down. But yeah, we're still on, so yeah, let's keep on going. Oh, not again. Please, not again. Oh, dear. I'm here. Well, yeah, barely.
I'm here.
Present!
I'm sending out a constant thing. My connection just keeps on dropping now, which isn't good, because I'm, like, holding everything.
You're kind of the hub.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
But the problem is, I think the first time that we've actually had an actual mid-show crisis like this, it's definitely
ISP related.
Mm.
Yeah. There's not much I can do as far as just sit tight.
I know, kind of wait it out, really. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. You dropped out?
Yes.
Hopefully Ionix will call back. I can't actually get back into the IRC, so if you wanna...
I'll tell him to,
yeah.
In the IRC.
Yeah, this is really annoying. I guess it's... I guess it's Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
It's
the creepy ghost.
I didn't answer the door, so these are the tricks that the lead pigs are playing on me.
They've been pulling the wires out of the bloody junction box on your house.
Hello.
There we are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely an ISP issue.
Join.
There we go, IRC's back.
My god.
Yeah, I think they're doing this on purpose.
Who? Your IST?
Yeah, definitely, because it's Halloween.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. No, maybe it's just crap line quality or something like that, but I'm pushing out about 8 megs a second, which is good, but it's unstable at the moment for some reason. Never mind, let's just continue.
That's what you're pushing out?
I'm pushing out 1 meg, I'm downloading 8 meg, sorry, 8, 10 meg, yeah. Right. As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by this crap, and just gonna get the inputs right. Okay, I was down at the Science Museum the other day, and there was quite a lot of historical computer science stuff, and there was the first ever computerized phone exchange there, which I took quite a lot of pictures of.
Cool.
Also, the first kind of mechanical computers, like Babbage. I don't know if anyone's heard of that guy.
Yeah, Charlie Babbage.
Yeah. Also, they were actually...
Belial.
Yeah.
Do you have your Wi-Fi rig running?
No, not at all. But that disturbance you can hear is coming from Planet Lave.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that me? Sorry.
Yeah. That weird hum.
Yeah.
That's my vibrator.
Did you listen back to the Strom episode?
Yeah.
Did you notice that when you dropped your iRiver, the sound quality got, like, infinitely better?
When I what, sorry?
When you dropped your iRiver?
Yeah.
Or whatever you used to stream it?
Right.
The sound quality, like, improved greatly.
Wow. Okay, I'm just going to drop it again. I can't hear you guys. Something's wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
So anyway, you...
Yeah.
The first computerized switch?
That's right, the first computerized phone network switch. Then they were actually building a mechanical computer made by Babbage, and he didn't get to finish it because he died, sadly. They were actually doing it right there. They had like a little studio where they were building this thing, and the thing is huge. It looks like one of those combustion engines for huge ships, because it has those cylinders and everything, and the crank and all that kind of stuff. It's very cool. Also, they had like first ever RAM. They had the Cray 1 supercomputer there.
Oh yeah.
I took a few pictures of that as well. Quite a lot of other stuff. Sadly, I ran out of battery power on my mobile. And I ran out of pictures on the standard analog camera, so I wasn't able to, you know, photograph everything. But I am planning to go back there again and pretty much photograph everything that interests me. And I assume that will interest you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
really cool.
You got to get that shit up on the forums. I want to see it.
Yeah, as soon as... I mean, just before I got cut off, I was about to say... I'm going to... As soon as they get developed, I'm going to scan them. And then upload them to the forums.
Cool.
Great.
Let's just call back TC. Hello.
Hey. I'm back.
Okay, well, let's just hope everything stabilizes now. I'm pinging it about 40 milliseconds on average, so it's not bad. I guess we're cutting out because I'm downloading two torrents at the same time. maybe that might be one of the reasons why.
There's your problem.
But don't blame me, blame my friend, because he was like, you have to absolutely download this for me, because you've got like an uber-fast connection, dude. I'm like, okay, I'll do it for you.
So, dude, you're like totally lit.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting, Anal Girls Volume 5.
Yeah.
Oh, and 6, okay.
5 to 9, actually. 5 to 9.
It's only 20 gig.
Yeah. Okay, anything else from you guys to talk about?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to bring the point up of me and Ionix have come up with this wonderful idea.
Right.
Which I'm sure he's just as excited as me about. We're hoping to get started on doing our own kind of remastered version of a security operating system.
Right.
But we're not... I mean, just we were discussing it. You know, we're having the first ideas coming out. And we're thinking we don't want to start with just a remake of everybody else's. But something like... You know, as Ionic suggested, an intrusion detection system.
Sure.
But our own customized, amazing intrusion detection system.
So I take it it's just not going to be like, it's going to have a build-up sequence and it's not just going to have like a really cool background. It's going to have specified hacker voice tools and applications and stuff like that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of custom scripts. To be able to integrate other programs,
right?
And ideally, I'd like to tie them all in with like the hacker voice control panel, and just have a front end that can run the custom script to be able to integrate all of the tools that are included in the distribution.
All right. Okay.
So. So we're still in the planning phases of what we actually want to do with it.
Sure.
But, it is going to be a tremendous project.
Yeah, definitely. What's the kind of time scale of this thing?
The sooner the better, but I don't want to rush it because I want it to actually, be something Work. Phenomenal that we can all be proud of.
Yeah.
So I would say maybe the alpha release within the next 3 to 6 months.
Cool.
Yeah, well,
what's going to be the name for this? Is it going to be like Longhorn or really, really Longhorn or really hard Longhorn?
We're going to be entitling it Windows 2006.
Right. Okay.
No, it depends. I think it's going to have its own name. Right now, I'm not sure if we're going to make a penetration tool or a protection tool.
Yeah.
Like, personally, I think that the penetration, pen testing live CD has been done very well in the form of, like, Wax or Auditor.
Yeah.
And being able to do something that would be as good or better would be difficult.
Yeah.
To say the least. But I think that there's a... really huge lack of distributions that are plug and play intrusion detection and network protection software.
What I was going to say, if we focus on like making it very light, as in like where you said on the post, I think it was you that said minus or less than 100 meg.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
Because I'd like to at least be able to go on 128 meg.
Yeah.
USB flash drive, and still have enough room so that the entire operating system is a read-write operating system on the USB drive.
Fantastic.
Because I think like that's one of the downfalls of the live CD is it becomes very difficult if you need to start working with large log files. or you want to save anything.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you can, you know, plug in your USB drive and mount it and go through all that with a live CD. But it would be really nice to be able to have a continually evolving operating system on the basis of a flash drive.
Definitely sounds very cool. How about the DVDs? Any news? Any progress?
Just that I've got the source files from our good friend Ionix here. I have to modify them a teeny tiny bit.
Okay.
The story with that is we designed the DVD sleeve for a standard DVD case.
That's right.
And then accidentally I came across a load of thin DVD cases.
Yeah.
So we have to get the cover sleeve down to use a 7mm DVD case.
Uh-huh.
And so then basically if we can do that, then the DVD case are free, and that will keep the cost down for the consumers.
Fantastic. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's a slight delay, but we are passing the savings on to you, the buyer. Hell yeah. So it'll be worth it.
Well, when this thing goes live, I'll be setting up a eBay shop for it.
Cool.
So that we can basically point anyone who wants to buy it to eBay, because there's already a set up merchant system there. So you basically click and buy.
Good stuff.
I wouldn't expect that people don't have eBay. I think the majority of our listeners would have it. Also, if nobody does have it, then if a certain amount of people don't, then I will be selling them at the mid-month meetings. 2600.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They're on the way. Won't be long.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, actually, since this morning, I received my NEC MP3900 PDA with a D-Link DCF 650W Wi-Fi card. It's actually a CF card, which makes which means that it slots right into the expansion slot of PDAs. And I'll be doing some war walking with it, because it's fantastically small and versatile. You can just put it in your top pocket, and away you go. Now, I did a few kind of searches for good Wi-Fi systems for personal pocket PCs. To my surprise, there isn't actually quite a lot out there that really do work. Now, there's loads of different versions of software. Now, my greatest help was Iron Geek's kind of report on them, which included Mini Stumbler, which is the pocket PC version of NetStumbler. Now that's a fantastic tool. The only problem with it is that it's only specific to certain wireless cards. The other ones work really well. I've never actually gotten one to work as yet, because I've come across quite a lot of problems. It's usually driver problems that the card is not compatible with. Although I have to say that the most useful tool on there is the actual tool built into the driver of the card, which basically scans any network around, shows you that network, and then asks you to connect in it, which is the same thing that like Windows XP has. Basically scans all the networks and then lists them, and then like click connect and you're away. But in essence it isn't a war driving tool. So for future projects, I think I'm going to be trying to locate and maybe modify, or even, you know, if I'm going to go all the way, like, get the fucking thing to work, would be a start, which would be cool.
So what's the battery life like on a device like that when you're going around and you're wall walking?
I can't say. I haven't actually fully tested it in that sense. But it lasts about 2 hours or something like that. It's not too power draining. Depends what kind of mode you've got it on. obviously, right. if you've got the backlight full on and you've got it, you know, blasting out data, then you'll be running out of battery quite quickly. Obviously, this thing was second hand, so you know, it's probably been used quite a lot. So I'm guessing the battery power won't be as solid as a brand new device.
Cool.
But another gadget I'll be playing with, hopefully before mid-month, maybe into next week, will be a new XDA 2S, which is a fantastic mobile brought out by O2. It's one of their top range of the XDAs. What it is, I think it's a quad band mobile phone, cell phone, that features all the usefulness of a PDA, such as Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and all that kind of good stuff. And also enables you to take pictures, movies, and everything. So it's like a mobile phone all in one. I think it's also 3G. So yeah, it's pretty hot.
Is this one of O2's self-titled blueberry killers?
That's correct, yeah.
Something like that. Let us know what you find, because I'd like to get my hands up one of those.
They're very pricey if you want to buy them offline.
Yeah, that's why I haven't bought one.
Yeah. as far as cost goes, you can look in the right margins of like £250 to about £400 for one of those devices. Saying that, they're very, very good. I've been meaning to get one for quite a while, and now I've saved up enough money to actually buy one. I've got quite a good deal. And hopefully, as soon as my check clears, I'll have it within my hands. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else has come across something like that.
Not really. I've seen the adverts for that.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's a damn fine piece of kit. It's BlackBerry, isn't it?
I
said blueberry earlier.
Yeah, it's a BlackBerry killer, yeah.
Just wanted to clear that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I was going to correct you, but then I wasn't actually too sure myself.
I got you doubting yourself.
Yeah. Any news?
Not from myself.
Anything from Mr. Ten Nix?
I have some things, yes.
Oh.
Yes, a couple. I just wanted to talk, or at least start an open discussion about some of those links that I sent this morning.
Right, yeah.
just trying to pull it up right there. Ah, here we are.
The sexy cum slots, is that one? No, oh, okay.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about them. They're pretty slutty.
They're touring.
All coming right, to your town soon.
The first one was something I picked up from the Register at theregister.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
This is the MP3 breast implant.
Oh, yeah.
There's an appealing thought. An MP3 breast implant is being developed, which can allow surgically enhanced girls to store and play back their entire music collections from the 36DD asset.
Wow.
Now, not even kidding.
One question. Does it run Linux?
You know, probably.
Yeah.
No, I doubt it, but... That's the other thing, like, to be able to hack the firmware on that, you also have to be a licensed surgeon.
Really? Oh, by the way, I haven't actually fully read the article. I don't know if you know, is it Bluetooth or is it just like a jack at the top of your boob or the nipple? I mean, how do you like, change the batteries?
Well, basically what they're saying is that there would be flexible plastic electronics that would sit inside the breast.
Wow.
A signal would be relayed wirelessly, most likely over 900 megahertz.
Uh-huh. So Bluetooth, I imagine.
And there would be a Bluetooth controller using a panel on a wristwatch.
Wow. Now that's sexy.
As far as powering these things, I have no idea. The one thing that I can think of, have you seen those watches that power themselves by the motion of your wrist?
I've got one of those. I've got a Kinetic watch. That
basically, yeah, Kinetic watch.
Yeah, it's got like a little thing inside that shakes, and when you move your wrist, it kind of powers itself. And I suppose the bouncing of boobies would kind of trigger that same effect?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
And actually, if I've got my webcam on, I can actually demonstrate what I'm doing.
Please don't.
Okay.
With the boob?
I was actually thinking you could power it over like an AC/DC sort of thing, trend converter. Like, you know, the electric toothbrushes.
What are you going to do? Like, lift up the breast and there's a DC jack right there?
No. There's like
plug your kit into the wall.
No, there's a magnetic flux that is an AC. Transmits an AC current to the receiver at the other end. You see what I mean? Like the the electric toothbrush are. Because there's no conductive plates on the electric toothbrush. All it is a spiral that I think it fluxes at like 50 megahertz a second.
Okay.
And it transfers the current over like that. So it charges the batteries without any wires at all. Without any contact.
Yeah, but would that be safe going through flesh?
That's right. It'll go through flesh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to find out if it's safe or not.
Well, you know, it is safe.
It is?
Yeah, it's pretty safe. There's no kind of... You can't electrocute yourself. That's the whole reason why they're built into, like, electric toothbrush and stuff like that.
I was talking more like cancer.
I
that's a good point.
If let's say if that's true, then look at all the stuff like on your floor, like all the transformers and all that kind of stuff. That works on the same principle. It's just basically a transformer, but there's no connection. It just
instead of the transformer being self-contained, the space between the transformer.
Precisely, yeah.
That makes some sense.
And the other side is inside the boob, so. That's how it works.
The other thing that I was thinking is they could make a charging unit.
Yeah.
Where the woman will just put her tits in these, like, two round sort of things.
Yeah.
And then magnets would spin around those circular boob holders.
Yeah.
And the magnets inside the actual MP3 player would start spinning at such a rapid velocity that it charges the battery.
Yeah, that could work. What happens if, like, one of the magnets shear off and the boob just explodes?
Well, I guess that's always a risk when dealing with breast implants anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it would suck to have to mail it in
most.
For maintenance.
Sorry?
I said it would suck to, like, mail it in for maintenance.
Yeah.
Like, you fill out the warranty card, they're like, okay, well, just send it to us, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
It'll be back in 6 to 8 weeks.
Now, who's checked out my link? With the security check play Lego play kit.
Oh yeah. My god, that is so funny.
I know.
At the end of it, they wouldn't wipe that smile off the face,
so
I had the cop
head.
Shoot him.
Stick that on the forums so people know what we're talking about. That's really funny.
She had no ID, so they couldn't verify her details.
And the dizzy bitch was just, like, smiling through the whole thing.
Yeah. I love the way how, like, they're like, well, there's two guns. One could be, like, for the officer that does the scan, and the other one fits perfectly into the luggage. And they said, well, they went through the scan, and this is probably the most realistic part. The gun was not detected. So, you know.
Oh, no. All right. Moving on to our next in the booby news. This is... Oh, no, wait. That's not the one I wanted. Yeah, hold on. We'll get on to that later. Doo-doo-doo. Here we are.
This is our Halloween booby special.
Yes. Hideto Tamabechi, a Japanese man, has gone ahead and making a MP3 ringtone he calls Rock Melon that is supposedly uses sounds to make the brain and body move unconsciously, making by listening to this ringtone, women's breast size are supposed to increase.
So where can I download that?
I guess you'd have to, like, Google Rock Melon.
Yeah.
Or, didn't you say where you can go?
I mean, can this be, like, modified so it's not just, like, women's breasts that get enhanced, it's, like, male genitalia and stuff like that?
Well, I think you need a different ringtone for that. If we were to listen to this, our breasts would probably be enhanced.
Probably. That wouldn't be too bad, you know. At least you've got a pair for yourself.
You know, apparently it's supposed to work. I'm skeptical myself. But, this scientist says he's also planning on further ringtones to help people quit smoking, to combat baldness, and to attract a mate.
That's crazy.
Whether the later category will include penis pumping anthem is not noted.
Does it just repeat, "Stop smoking"?
Stop! Stop smoking!
Yeah.
Stop!
Stop it! Yeah. And the attractor mate, "Hey, I'm single and I'm loaded."
I'm single, I'm loaded, and I have
stupid.
No sex drive.
Yeah, and I'm stupid because I bought this ringtone.
And you know you're smarter than me.
Yeah. At least it's not the fucking crazy frog, man.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have the crazy frog yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A little bit, not very popular.
No. It's not at all. I mean, I'm surprised that nobody's in America's gone, "This is Satan's spawn, it should be evil, it should be banned, it's evil."
Well, we've been doing that over here.
Well, we say that about everything.
I have.
Yeah.
We say that so much it's beginning to lose meaning. Alright, moving right along.
Yeah.
Any more booby news?
Oh, we've got much more booby news.
Woohoo!
Alright, here's one for you, folks. For those of you that have a bestial fetish, or mice, researchers have managed to grow breast tissue on mice as a part of an investigation as to how cancer develops in humans.
Nice.
Let me just repeat that. Researchers have grown breasts on mice.
Wow.
How the fuck do you get a grant for that?
Well, what we're trying to do is grow some breasts on mice.
I mean, that's Moriarty-type shit.
Yeah. I mean, don't mice already have breasts or, like, teats or something? Do they just... I don't know.
No. These are not teats.
They're just,
They're growing human breasts. Breast tissue on mice.
Big old tits.
What kind of size?
Can you imagine a mouse with 36 double D's?
It'd be just like... You wouldn't be able to walk. It would just drag itself.
Hi, this is Planet. Now, as you can probably tell already, episode 51 had more than a few little fuck-ups, as we call them. We've had problems with internet lines going up and down, with VoIP connections going in and out, and just about everything you can imagine. So this is the point in the episode where we decided to call it quits. Well, more like Belial's internet provider decided to call it quits for us. It fucked up and wouldn't come up for another half hour. By that time, everyone was knackered and went. So this is the end of the show, basically. But I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Apologies once more for the technical problems. It's a bit beyond our capability to fix them, as it's not our end that's broken. But thanks. And on behalf of myself and everyone who is on the show tonight, which is Ionix, Belial and TC, thanks for tuning in. And cheerio, we'll see you in episode 52. Ta-ra.